Hey, my name is Jajibe Mandiela. I'm an actor, director, and artistic director of Be Current Performing Arts. This is my thought number one. So I have recurring dreams and recurring nightmares. One of the ones that's awkwardly more pleasant in a certain sense is one where I'm performing in a dance or a play and I've forgotten the show, I've forgotten all the lines. Directly correlates to my actual fear of never being able to learn all the lines when I start a new play. Hey, I'm Jajibe, thought number two. Some person has, you know, like some liberal views and some conservative views, and I've never liked nudity on stage. But recently I was talking to someone who she is a big advocate for it and was like, we need to get used to people's bodies just being nude. And what I realized in that conversation was what I don't like is when it's used as a gimmick for shock value especially, or when it's just used too extensively. So, I can dig it. I can dig nudity when it makes sense with the story, and it's nonchalant.
Hey, I'm Jajibe, actor and artistic director of Be Current. To festival or not to festival? So, I was going to talk about, like, why they exist, but I realized that's really obvious. To experiment, take risks, to get picked up for future mountings. And then I was thinking, what do I love about music festivals? They're, for me, rare, huge, great vibes. And I've never been, but I think Edinburgh must be, like, the music festival of all theater festivals.
Hey, I'm Jajibe. This is Thought Four. So on Sunday night, I went to Rise Up. It was an event featuring Indigenous and Black artists sharing their joy, sharing their rage, sharing their solidarity between the two communities. And all the proceeds from that event went to Black Lives Matter Toronto. And it made me think, hey, solidarity between those two communities, also solidarity between different artistic disciplines. It featured poetry, it featured theater, it featured singing, and it was so beautiful for it to just be a night of everything, and I was really inspired and want to see more of that.
Hey, I'm Jajibe Mandiela, Thought 5, Instagram. So I've been on social media all kinds for about 2.5 to 3 years, and my favorite is Instagram. I like to be a bit of a voyeur, then post every once in a while and comment every once in a while with people I know and people who are out there in the world I don't know at all. And organizations. But when it comes to theater companies on Instagram, it's bugged me. I find so many post photos of the rehearsal process, but not the production stills. And then there's just something that live element, it just doesn't work for me as a medium. There's something I want more. Like I want, I don't know what I want.
Hey, this is Jajibe Mandiela, Thought 6, Hip Hop Theater. So back in 2014 at Be Current, we co-produced a show called Brotherhood, the Hip Hopera by Sebastian Hines. And recently at that event I went to on Sunday, I was speaking about in Thought 4, Donna Michelle St. Bernard did some hip hop, and it just got me thinking about Hamilton, about In the Heights, obviously about Brotherhood, the hip hopera that we did, and how much this genre is growing and budding and changing and becoming a staple of theater. And I'm really excited about it.
Hey, I'm Jajibe, Thought 7, Woke. On Saturday, I had a very brief conversation about the term woke. I came across it about a few years ago, and I really love it because it makes me think of Plato's Philosopher's Cave, where there are people who think that the shadows on the wall is reality, but actually, there are other people creating those shadows, and only a philosopher king can wake these people up to the reality outside, the light outside of the cave. And that same night, I was going to go set an alarm on my phone and noticed an old one from about a year ago called Think Plus Stay Woke.
Hey, my name is Jajibe Mandiela, Thought 8, Pool Hopping. I live in Toronto and pool hopping's a thing, public pools, late night, after dancing, after bar, whatever, especially on heat wave nights. And I'm thinking, what if there was like late night theater hopping? Like, what if there was like late night street performance or public intervention or like just something really underground and cool and wonderful and accessible?
Hey, I'm Jajibe, Thought 9, Public Intervention. So this fall, we're bringing back our first show ever that launched the entire company 25 years ago, Dark Diaspora in Dub. But it's going to be a public intervention show called Diaspora Dub with parading imagery.
And we've toyed with, what if we don't use the word public intervention? What if we use street theater, but people associate sometimes with amateur? And what if we use immersive, but it's not quite immersive? Yet, when I think of public intervention, I think of the show Intervention and alcoholism.
Jujube Mandy Ella Thought 10 on bios.
So I really enjoy writing bios for myself to include in programs as an actor and as a director, but it's something that I've started to enjoy over time as my resume builds. And then I'll come across people who either have sometimes good resumes or really, really are budding in their careers and they hate writing bios. And then I came across a note that I wrote recently that says, bios, know thyself, praise thyself, or be repulsed.
Hey, I'm Jujube Mandela. Thought 11. Genres.
So, in theater, I find there's mostly just, like, the big genres, like musical theater and, like, drama and, like, indie theater, but, like, those don't always help. I often want more nuance, at least at the indie level. I find we don't tend to codify or use a genre system, and in comparison, I find, like, film, both at the mainstream and the indie level, they do, and me even being in the industry, sometimes I just want to know what I'm in for.
Hey, I'm Jujube Mandiela, Thought 12, Dub Theater. This past summer, I realized that dub theater is a homegrown Canadian theatrical form. Dub poetry originated in the Caribbean, and then in the 90s is when the first dub theater script was ever staged by our founding artistic director, Audrina Mandiela. And yes, it's also been done in England after that. I don't know much if it's been done in America, but dub theater continues to this day, done by several different people. And it's a thriving, growing Canadian genre.
Hey, I'm Jujube Mandiela. Thought 13 is a secret. So, 2 years ago, I joined Snapchat, and I was doing a show on the farm. I had a lot of free time. I loved it. I sent snaps. I watched snaps. And there's something about it that reminded me of theater. It's so live. It would disappear. It's not meant to be kept, other than screen grabs, but I won't get into that. But it was that element of it's only there when you watch and then it's gone. And it's got me thinking over that since then, ever, what if there was a new genre of theater and it was Snapchat theater? They merged together. Don't steal my idea.
Hey, I'm Jujube Mandiela, Thought 14, VR. So I don't know that much about VR. I have one time put on those goggles and experienced something that was like a video game, 360 degree camera style, and been like, what's happening? And then I've also seen a VR music video and thought that was really cool. But this whole virtual reality, I'm thinking, is TV film really going in the direction of trying to be so real that it's just reality? We already have theaters, and that kind of as real as it gets.